From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe did not resign Sunday, despite calls from his own party to do so. In a televised address, he said, "We must learn to forgive and to resolve contradictions in comradely spirit." He acknowledges concerns brought up by his ruling ZANU-PF party, which has given Mugabe until noon to resign or face impeachment. He said the events of this week are not a threat to the Constitution or to his authority as head of state and commander-in-chief. But hours before his speech, ZANU-PF installed the former vice president, who Mugabe dismissed 2 weeks earlier, as the party's new chief. The party also expelled Mugabe's wife, Grace, the leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League, from membership in the ruling party. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco Sunday, as a local association, that is, was distributing food aid in a market. King Mohammed has given instructions that all measures be taken to help the victims and their families. The Interior Ministry said the king will pay for the hospitalization of the wounded and the burials of the dead. Police in Okinawa are investigating a fatal traffic accident involving an elderly man and a U.S. Marine. Police say the man died when his vehicle and the serviceman's truck collided. The Okinawa police confirmed that the Marine's breath test had an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. The Marines have expressed their sincere condolences to the victims' families and have promised to cooperate with the investigation. This is VOA News.